On Monday's front page, President Obama pressed Israel to make what he called the hard choices necessary for peace in the Mideast.
We can't afford to wait another decade, or another two decades, or another three decades to achieve peace. The world is moving too fast.
The Windy City is preparing for a permanent heat wave. We'll find out why, and we'll look at the improvised sea lift that's providing a lifeline to Libyan rebels in Misrata. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Here's our front page for Monday. Our top story says President Obama struck back at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a speech to a pro-Israel lobbying group. Netanyahu will address the same group on Monday. Mr. Obama defended his peace plan and its focus on Israel's pre-1967 borders, along with negotiated land swaps. He said Israel had to make what he called the hard choices necessary for long-lasting peace. The president's decision to stick to the position he outlined last week is a risky one politically, but he called the U.S. commitment to Israel ironclad. Administration officials say that's behind his side agenda for next week's economic summit in Paris. He'll try to talk European leaders out of voting for Palestinian statehood at the UN because that would embarrass Israel. Also on Monday's front page, another jolt for the Republican presidential field. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels announced he won't run. Daniels said his family didn't want to go through a campaign. His decision touched off a debate among Republicans about whether any of the candidates who are left could beat President Obama next year. In Libya, an impromptu fleet is sailing out of Benghazi. It's smuggling arms and supplies to rebel-held Misrata. Times reporter C.J. Chivers says the sea lift is one reason the rebels have the upper hand there. The fleet sails with NATO's approval. It provides a lifeline for troops and civilians. The ships are loaded with things like baby formula and medicine, as well as ammunition. Big banks and mortgage lenders have amassed a glut of foreclosed homes. Monday's Times says that's threatening to deepen the housing slump. All told, they own more than 870,000 foreclosed homes. That's almost twice as many as when the financial crisis began in 2007. 1 million more homes are currently facing foreclosure. Chicago is planning for a permanent heat wave. Climate scientists say Chicago could feel more like Baton Rouge by the end of the century. Already, Chicago is adapting to a wetter, steamier future. It's removing pavement from hot spots determined by thermal radar. It's also looking into air conditioning for all 750 public schools. Monday's Times says the NCAA is being asked to put cheerleading on track to become a championship sport. If that happens, dozens of athletic programs could begin to recruit scholarship cheerleaders and send them to a national championship. It could also ease the pressure on schools that have struggled to show they're offering enough athletic opportunities for women. Those schools could count competitive cheerleading teams toward complying with Title IX. That's the federal law banning gender discrimination in education. Inside Monday's Times, a look at two Los Angeles police officers who've been interviewing people caught in standoffs with the police. The idea is to see how standoffs can be handled better. The two officers have conducted about 40 interviews so far. They hope the information they've come up with will help law enforcement officials learn to diffuse volatile moments rather than escalate them. The Obama administration is objecting to an Indiana law. It blocks aid to Planned Parenthood clinics that serve low-income women on Medicaid. The administration says the Indiana law imposes unreasonable restrictions on Medicaid recipients. Indiana is one of at least a half dozen states that have taken aim at Planned Parenthood because it performs abortions. In Pakistan, insurgents attacked a naval base in Karachi. The assault touched off a prolonged gun battle with Pakistani security forces. By some accounts, the insurgents destroyed an American-made aircraft at the base. In Sudan, rumblings of civil war. Northern Sudanese forces invaded a disputed border town. UN officials warned the invasion could lead to a broader conflict before southern Sudan becomes independent in July. The Sudanese government said the invasion came in response to recent attacks by southern forces that have killed dozens of northern soldiers. Spain's governing Socialist Party was routed in elections over the weekend as protests in Madrid continued. Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero said the voters had punished his party for an economic crisis. Spain's jobless rate is 21%. Monday's Business Day section says Oprah Winfrey is moving on to her next best life. She's not looking back on her decision to leave her television show and build a cable channel. She says she's relieved. Times reporter Brian Stelter says she may be the only one. Local television stations are bracing for an afternoon ratings slump without her. Viewers are looking for something else to watch. Many of them are wondering where to find her OWN channel on their cable systems. People around Ms. Winfrey say they sense she's nervous about OWN. So far, it hasn't caught on in the ratings. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.